A political shift is underway in Latin America, moving the region to the left. From Brazil to Venezuela to Argentina, left-leaning leaders have gained power. That's due in part to popular frustration with failed reforms under conservative governments in the 1990s. The new political trend has frustrated Washington and could affect the U.S. war on drugs.
The move to the left could continue this weekend. Bolivia holds nationwide elections this Sunday. Former coca farmer Evo Morales is seeking to become the country's first indigenous president. From Bolivia, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Clashing musicians at a recent rally seem an apt metaphor for Bolivia. In this polarized country of nearly 9 million, no one seems prepared to give way to the other side. But the country faces a crossroads, having toppled two presidents in the past 2 years. 10 candidates are vying to lead a country of extremes. Traditionally, a small elite has controlled much of the wealth in this Andean nation, while the vast majority lives on less than $2 a day, many of them indigenous. Into this mix comes Evo Morales, an Aymara Indian by blood who decries the free market. His movement towards socialism is a grouping of associations fed up, they say, with corruption, inequality, and the foreign extraction of the nation's natural wealth. Bolivia just raised its hydrocarbon tax to 50% on transnationals tapping Bolivia's natural gas reserves, estimated to be 53 trillion cubic feet. Compañeros, sympathizers, and the curious among you, Evo Morales implores the crowd in the impoverished high plateau region of his birth. Give us the opportunity to revenge the vilified of history on Sunday, to demonstrate that the poor, the excluded, that we, Morales says, can guarantee a government with honesty and that defends the dignity of Bolivians. As the leader of the Coca Growers Federation stem whines, the crowd of indigenous supporters sings, "We are the sons of rebellion, death to imperialism." A woman wearing a trademark Bolivian black bowler scoops coca leaves from her lap into small bags. This mother of eight says the campaign distributed the coca as a gesture of hospitality. Chewing coca is part of Andean culture, and 50-year-old Salome says survival. We are poor and our husbands don't work. Coca leaf kills the hunger when we have nothing to eat, she says. Evo Morales, who wants to protect traditional coca use, says if elected, he will decriminalize coca production. That challenges one of the most sensitive U.S. policies in Latin America, the eradication of illicit coca cultivation. Coca growers have become a force of popular resistance, employing roadblocks and the ballot box to win a voice in Congress, electing Morales. His rising influence has been warily eyed in Washington and reflects the leftist tide that is washing over South America. His opposite number, Jorge Quiroga Ramirez, a conservative who served as president in 2001. Popularly known as Tuto, the 45-year-old free market proponent leads in Santa Cruz, the economic engine of the country's eastern lowlands. Quiroga talks so tough on drugs that during a candidate's debate this week, one reporter asked if he wasn't more inflexible on the subject than the United States Embassy.
Gracias, Raúl. Me vale un pito la embajada de Estados Unidos.
I couldn't care less about the U.S. Embassy, Quiroga shot back to the applause of the audience. Drugs must be combated, he says, and have never been a matter of pleasing others. Outside the debate, Quiroga's supporters clamor under the banner Podemos, meaning we can. To distance himself from the old prominent parties, Quiroga created a new one. The ads refer to new winds blowing. But La Paz-based political analyst Carlos Toronzo says the candidate has failed to see that those winds are shifting left. In this split country, some fear that a Morales presidency would undermine the current oil and agribusiness boom and the international aid that keeps Bolivia afloat. Toronzo says, however, if elected, Evo Morales will be more compelled to change himself than the economic realities around him.
If Evo Morales win the election, it's not revolution. Evo Morales has to understand that they have to go step by step. He needs to build another Evo Morales.
Morales is the front runner, but is not expected to win a majority of the vote, meaning Congress chooses between the top vote getters. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Santa Cruz, Bolivia.